Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. This is Tom from the Sky Family. Before we start our lesson today, I want to encourage anyone who would like to schedule a Sky Family concert at your church or at your community gathering or your outdoor event, please give us a call at 508-887-1051. That number again is 508-887-1051. 1051. Or if you would like to schedule revival meetings, we are glad to be a part of what you're doing. We travel extensively. It doesn't matter where you live. We'll probably be able to work you into the schedule. So give us a call or go to our website. Just Google the Sky Family and the email address, tourmanager@theskies.org, will be on there. You can contact us by email. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. Today, we're going back to the Gospel of Matthew. We're always directing people to the Gospels. They are so clear. They are so powerful. They always clear up misunderstandings that we have from various teachings that we hear or from various talk show hosts that we listen to. The Gospels always point us to the hard path, the narrow gate, and the way to life. So let's turn today over to Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17, where the rich young ruler has addressed Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to them, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus here addresses an almost forgotten concept. He says something so radical as to make modern ears recoil. He says, if you wish to enter life, obey the commandments. He says we're to become lawful instead of lawless. That's quite an incendiary remark today, isn't it? That's a spark to a powder keg. What? Obey the commandments? Preposterous. We've been set free from the law. We don't have to worry about the commandments. That's legalism. So, if it was me that said these words, I would be risking being burned at the stake right now. But I didn't. I just read them. Jesus said them. And so, we have to somehow come to grips with them. Now, the reason these words are so hard on our ears is that we have a new gospel today that has pervaded practically every area of the Christian church. It is a gospel which actually promotes lawlessness. It's not intentional, but that's the end result. We have, in the past number of decades, perfected a gospel which requires nothing of us. Come as you are and stay as you are. No change required. We've taught people for so long that God loves them exactly as they are, they no longer feel the need to change anything. Whatever you're doing, just do it in the church. We'll stamp Jesus' name on it, and you're good to go. To that I say, no way. God does not love you just the way you are. He loves you in spite of who you are. A parent loves his child, but it doesn't mean he wants him to be a rebellious, hateful little hellion. The parent loves the child when he's like this, but he loves him in spite of this bad behavior. And so God loves us in spite of our bad behavior. But he also wants us to learn to be good kids. He loves us enough that he will discipline us and teach us to become like Jesus. And so we have great lawlessness coming into the church because we no longer require any standard of biblical behavior. You should go into a modern church youth group sometime. You'll be shocked at the concept that these are the things which are acceptable to Christian kids. Now, added to this is another concept, which is that we have actually thrown out the law altogether in many Christian circles. It has caught on like wildfire that if you are a Christian, somehow you are not under the law. You are not under any law. Now, not being under the law is true, but only in one sense. As a Christian who has repented and turned to Jesus, we are no longer under the curse of the law, meaning we no longer have to receive the death penalty for our sins. And that's what Paul meant when He said we are no longer under the law. He was meaning the curse of the law. It doesn't mean that we're not under any law. It doesn't mean as a Christian, we have no law and we can live any way we want. How could this possibly be the case? You make up your own standard of what's right and wrong? You set up your own parameters of what's acceptable and what isn't? Sadly, this is where many Christians in the West have degenerated to right now. We have become a law unto ourselves. We do whatever we feel is right. Enter Jesus, who says, if you wish to enter life, keep the commandments. Enter Jesus, who says, do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth shall pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and so teaches others shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. That's taken from Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. Though many theologians in many seminaries have been trying to wheedle around this for many years by saying, well, all was fulfilled when Jesus died, I present to you the plain facts. Heaven and earth have not yet passed away. And added to this, further down in Matthew 19, where we were just reading, Jesus says again, obey the commandments, to which the young ruler asks, which ones? Then Jesus clearly restates the Ten Commandments. So, how do we fit these two together? How do we reconcile Paul, who says we are not under the law, with Jesus, who says, obey the commandments? Well, it's pretty simple, really. And this is exactly what the Reformation dealt with. They were dealing with some of the same issues then as we are now. The law that was done away with was the ceremonial law. That is, the law about sacrificing, ceremonial cleansing, not touching or eating this or that. Of course, that was done away with. The true sacrificial lamb had been slain. His blood was all over God's spiritual altar. And there was no need for any more sacrificing of animals. It says, the blood of animals can never atone for the sins of man. So all the ceremony was done away with when the true sacrifice appeared. Jesus' blood atoned for our sins, so we are no longer under the ceremonial law. However, he did not annul the law, which is the Ten Commandments. This is called the moral law in the Reformation. The commandments represent exactly what behavior pleases God. Not only did he not annul the Ten Commandments, he increased them to include the heart of the law. He said it was no longer good enough not to commit adultery. You must not even think adulterous thoughts. It was no longer good enough not to kill someone. You must not even have a murderous thought in your head. What Jesus did through sending the Holy Spirit was to write the very law of God on our hearts that we would obey with all of our being. He didn't want someone who was outwardly compliant. He wanted people who love his laws and desire them like honey in the honeycomb, as it says in Psalm 19. This is the whole book of Hebrews and most of Romans, that the moral law was not done away with. It has been increased and written in our hearts so that we want to obey. So the idea of a Christian living as far out in the world as they can while still retaining their salvation is a concept which is foreign to God and to the scriptures. It's a place that doesn't even exist. You are not even truly a Christian until you want to obey. That's what John meant in 1 John 5:3, where he says, "By this we know we have come to love him, if we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome to us." Meaning, we don't have to obey the commandments and they're restrictive because we want to do the things in the world because we want to sin and the commandments are holding us back. This is where the commandments are burdensome. John is saying that when the commandments are something that we want to obey, that we love to obey, that we long to be more obedient to Jesus, that obedience to Jesus is the sweetest thing that there is, this is how we know we have come to truly love God. His commandments are not a burden or a chore. They are the thing we desire to do the most. And our only grief is when we fail and when we fall short of obedience. This should be the only grief of a true Christian. So my word to you today is this. If you are living in the mire of a subjective Christianity, where obedience is either following some internal impulse or deciding for yourself what you think is best, this is the result of a misapplication of Paul's words that we are no longer under the law. Paul was, remember, in particular addressing the Pharisees, trying to show them the futility of their religious works. So much of what Paul is doing is addressing those who wanted to bring the Christians back under the Jewish law. And Paul was addressing the ceremonial law. Jesus, far from annulling the moral law, that is the Ten Commandments, went on to explain the heart of the laws to us that we might obey them according to the intention of the law. And by sending the Holy Spirit, he gave those who were born again a new heart that loved obeying God. This is what it actually means to be born again. We are given a new heart that loves God and wants to obey him out of love for him. This is historic Christianity. This is the Christianity that you will see in the old hymn books, the ones that aren't very popular today. This is what was commonly understood as Christianity as little as 60 years ago. This is the old-fashioned gospel that brings old-fashioned revival. This is the gospel that has teeth, the one that actually changes our behavior, that changes our life. Yes, we come to God however we are, because he does love us in the midst of our sin. But then the power of the gospel transforms us into new creatures in Christ. The old man is done away with, and all things become new. We have a new heart that loves God, that wants to be good. God wants us to become good kids. And so this is the revival that we pray God will pour out upon all of us, that we would be revived in our love for God to become obedient to him from the heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are so in need of this revival. We are so in need of this old-fashioned gospel. Lord, we are in need of new lives in Christ that desire to do what is right. Lord, we don't want to live on the edge. We don't want to live trying to do as much worldliness as we can while still holding on to you. Lord, that's foolishness. We want to run into your arms. We want to dwell close to you. We want to obey you in every way we can, and we want to serve you. Lord, please make us truly born again. Give us new hearts that desire after you. Lord, may revival begin with me today. May I never be the same, I pray, in Jesus' name. Now, before we go, I'd like to ask you to contact us and tell us about your struggles, tell us what you're going through, and allow us to pray for you. We'd love to hear from you. We'd also like to hear any testimonies that you have as we go through this series on the Gospel of Matthew. I am sure that God is doing powerful things in your life and around you, and would like to hear about it and post some of these comments on our website. So please give me a call at 508-887-1051. That is 508-887-1051, or write me. My email address is tourmanager@theskies.org. You can get that email address again by simply Googling the Sky Family. My email address is on there. So please get in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing. And we'd love actually just to get to know you as friends. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your families. In Jesus' name. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051, or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
The people who walk in the darkness, they will see a grave. Great light, and those who dream. expression. The light, it will shine, shine on them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, to peace and to His government.